Matt examined the map. It had a dotted red line running from Malta to Brittany. There the line split into several lines. One headed for Italy, one across the channel to England and on up to Scotland. Another was dotted across land up into Scandinavia, while a fourth headed back towards the south of France.
Just some of the possibilities, Robin said. Presumably, the ones he thought were most likely for whatever reasons.
Each line ended in a red cross. X marks the spot, Matt suggested.
Possible spot.
Robin pointed to the cross in Scotland.
That's Roslyn, which he discounted as just too convenient.
Why?
Supposed to be where the Holy Grail is, according to one set of opinions and legends. There's a fascinating chapel there, and it all relates to the Knights Templar.
Wrong order, Matt agreed.
And wrong period. The chapel was actually built far too late. But that still leaves these others, though.
She pointed to them in turn.
Pomponini, an old Roman town. Valderhome, which is actually a little island with lots of churches on it. And Pont Saint-Jean, which does at least have an echo of St. John in its name. But that could be a coincidence. And the knights may have moved on from any of these places, taking the treasure with them.
Or they may have been to none of them, Matt said.
And even if they were there, they might not have had the treasure with them anyway.
And you call this progress, Matt said. He punched her gently on the shoulder and grinned. Just kidding. But there was something at the back of his mind. Something that Robin had said stirred the dust in his brain, reminded him of something. Something important, Matt thought, if he could only remember what it was. Robin stood up.
I could do with a break.
Good idea. He'd almost had it then, but the memory scuttled away, so he barely caught sight of it, just a shadow in the corner of his mind. Robin wanted to get some air, probably to wake herself up after the night's work. She had pulled her long black hair back into a ponytail, which made her look younger. Matt wondered again how old she really was. 15, maybe. They reached the hallway just as the door to Venture's study opened, and a man stepped out. Matt could see that the curtains were drawn and the lights were on, although it was bright and sunny outside now, but his attention was on the small round man who smiled amiably at him. He had dark hair, slicked back from a high forehead, and he wore small, round, dark-tinted glasses that hid his eyes. It was only as he blinked that Matt caught anything from behind the lenses. Standing beside the tall, broad-shouldered bodyguard, whose eyes were covered by designer sunglasses, invited comparisons that did the man no favours.
You must be Matt, he said,
and his voice was surprisingly deep and rich.
Yes, Matt said. Hi, you must be Mr. Smith.
The small man nodded enthusiastically.
I must indeed, yes, and in fact, I am.
He thrust out a podgy hand.
Delighted to meet you, young man.
The grip was strong and firm, and as Matt shook the man's hand, he felt he was being carefully scrutinized.